0%.
USB console.
USB?
Yeah, you don't need TDP checks or anything for that?
Something like that. Okay, I'll put you on.
Okay, we're about 13 and a half minutes to acquisition of signal on Earth 3080. And, well, we just have a check of the animal systems to make sure they've got a copy of the briefing message for this row, which should be a pretty standard one.
Aerial systems up top, I'd like confirmation the SCM for row 3080, please.
System,
which is going to be about a 5.5 minute real time data only pass. Should be some voice activity, there's no handover. It's HRTC number 002. USB ACK 8 command, please confirm pointing down.
USB, go.
Right then.
Got it.
Up there, this helps.
Roger, thank you.
Let me just log that down in the book. Cover my arse, as the saying goes, that I've told everybody what's going on. Not that they really need to know. This is pretty standard, this particular one. Minus 12 minutes. Systems, confirm. Rev 3080 SCM and pointing data. Just try and give a bit of a running commentary on this pass in case the next one gets a bit hairy so that I may miss out a bit on the next one. This is the first pass of the day of the support period, and we've just completed the interface checking with Goddard and Houston. Let's just hope everything works out all right on this tape.
Okay. Just got from AOS, ATM2, real time.
ATM1, carry on. Roger, go on. Yep.
Roger, sorry about that, John.
That's alright. You can be up any time you like, Jim. Come on up.
From AOS, AM.
Guam's a site almost due north of us, on the other side of the equator. In the Pacific Ocean, little island, you've probably heard of it. And it's just coming down from north to south over them and then over to us. It's a pity you can't hear the paging stuff as well. But there's really very little of that, only just countdown times and things of that sort.
RTC, Quam.
RTC.
On your 605, that's we're still having some hits on our telemetry. We have some craft reject here.
Roger, Quam.
Quam, AOS.
We just stopped all the local traffic so we can do a sweep around of the VHF antenna. Make sure that there isn't any cars and things running. No interference.
Roger, go on. Okay, go ahead, a little bit.
This is the man on the receivers checking with the man on the VHF antenna that he's sweeping around and he'll take a look at his receivers and spectrum displays of the downlink signal to see if he's getting any interference.
Got it.
I'll
swipe here. That's pretty fantastic. Hey, can you have this point,
Mitchell?
You're right. Skylab, this is Houston, through Guam for 4 minutes out.
Symphony conscious.
Okay, pre-pass check complete. AOS 1 minute ahead of the SM.
Roger.
Yeah, the VHF system can see the spacecraft over the hills to a certain extent compared with the USB system where the CSM is on and the astronauts are on the USB link. That's more or less line of sight. So, we're usually going to check on how early we're going to acquire it with the VHF system. Calls himself Accade as well on the loop. Pretty quiet now, we're about 7 minutes to go, and pre-pass calibrations have been done now in the USB area and also the tape recorders in the telemetry area. Through Guam to the spacecraft and they were telling them that we'll be up at the next station in about 5 minutes.
Ops, yes, we have pre-dive check this complete and turn out IP.
Roger, right, thanks mate. Okay, that completes all the pre-pass checks. We'll go and start the digital recorder on the computer now to log the data in real time. Here comes the log start computers.
You might have an attitude, sir.
Roger. It's going to operate on the up data system to enable the commands to the spacecraft. That mention of edit is an acronym for all digital data tape on the computer.
High-speed data on 4 and 7.
Roger. High-speed telemetry data, it's only full at the moment, going out on 2 nets. They've still got data on at Guam, so they're only putting 2 on from us. Now we're all 3.
Roger, we have completed the support of the AEC retransmission. Our telemetry computer is up and active.
Roger, Madrid.
Are those Spanish accents?
From LOS AM ATM. From LOS. Madras only.
What we do, we compress the output data telemetry during the pass and only send data which is changing more than a certain amount on each parameter. But however, we record on digital tape all the telemetry data that comes in during the pass, and after the pass we'll be playing that back from the computer and adjusting the input tape speed to the computer so that the output data does not exceed the capacity of the lines, which is 28,000 bits of information a second. But we can adjust the tape speed and extend the pass in the post-pass period in theory, so that we don't compress any of the data and Houston get a complete set of all the information that we recorded during the pass, as opposed to only the items which are changing by a fairly large amount. Just doing a bit of logging down here in preparation for the pass. This is going to be a pretty easy sort of a pass, so I'm just doing a dummy run really with this recording, but if it's any good, we'll I'll probably add it on.
That's good, gentlemen. And then recording remaining.
Your agent, carry on.
Right.
That's fine, carry on.
Right. We have two command systems, USB and UHF. USB goes to the CSM.
Right.
It's getting acquisition signal from the workshop over the hill. About 90 seconds to the formal acquisition time, but that's because we're seeing it over the mountains. Don't bother to report until we get fairly solid sort of data. Might have a bit on ATM2 as well.
Yeah, ATM2. Ma'am, Robert.
Right. Okay, we've now got acquisition on all three downlinks. Not very strong signal levels yet.
Honeysuckle AOS, AM, ATM, go for command, UHA.
Right, Honeysuckle.
David Jacobs.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm getting that ATM on ATM2. On a wideband.
Real time, why don't we say 7?
Yeah.
AOS, CSM?
That's 9 o'clock.
Honeysuckle, AOS, CSM.
Fire the arms.
Intermittent contact. Roger. Can we double check it? I'll report it.
Yeah, Jeff.
That's what it is. It's on ATM, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's fire arms.
Okay.
We're mode.
Honeysuckle, side lock CSM, go for command, USB.
Okay, you got a good pulse right there.
Take Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle, take.
Yeah, we're seeing ATM wheel time on 2, that's affirmative.
Situation, but first off, a question. I believe you were the last person to operate S-183 with the other carousel 2-2 in place. And can you recall advancing the film back to the 0-1 position prior to turning power off at the end of your operation period? Over.
Frankly, no.
That's a negative.
Correct.
Right.
We got the understand. Sometime later on today, if you could check carousel 2-2 and see if the dot is lined up with the film gate. We think that probably what happened is between maybe one person doing the operation and another doing the stow, it was removed while sitting on flight 9, which would be about a 90 degree misalignment. But getting back to the 183K operations impending, what we'd like you to do is not to advance the carousel. Take the Kahutek exposure using the next film plate. The indicator should read number 22 when you power up.
Switch some antennas on the ATM and the workshop, gives a better signal level on the real-time dynamo, which is not on the normal real-time dynamo, it's on a link which is normally used for dump tape recorded data.
And do not turn the power off until we get back to you. If the indicator does read 22 when you power up, then you're go ahead and remove the carousel at the end of operations in accordance with the stow by advancing it to the 09 position and then remove it on that. After carousel removal, you want to resync the Texas RF assembly back to 1, that is back to 01, by turning the power on, the plate advance switch to reset and hold it, and then off when the indicator reads 01 and power it back to off. Over.
Okay, that's with the film carousel out, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, now, going back to carousel number 2-2, if the procedure said to go back to zero, then that's what I did. I think if they will review the tape of that last operation, I think I probably taped it. I was putting every single step that I was doing on tape, so they should be able to dig it out of the data. On this particular one now, we'll expect it to come up on flight number 22.
You sent a command to start recording on ATM tape recorder. There's two up there in the ATM, and so they'll be recording in between each compact and dumping about once per rev. In fact, we're coming up for a dump from an ATM tape recorder on the next pass. It could well be that we'll be getting the data on the start of that tape that we're seeing at the moment.
If it doesn't come up on 22, as you said, record the numbers, take the exposure, and leave the power on until you get back to us, over.
Okay, Bruce, I understand.
Okay, we got 1 minute to LOS here, next station contact through Canary Islands in 45 minutes at the time of 0004. See you there.
See you later, Bruce.
Sounds like they're having a little bit of problem on some of the ATM. Camera experiments, which is nothing unusual on this mission. Asking the people to hold the morning tea around there.
You have to see your Mike Eon.
Oh, right. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be ATM 2 throughout there.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. The LOS is plus 10 minutes.
Oh, right. Looks like we're going to lose the CSM first, which is quite normal, and hold on to the workshop downlinks for a while yet. What you can hear is a noise building up on the CSM downlink, which is going to Houston at the moment as the signal level drops. He's taking it off the link now because it's getting too noisy. No sense in remoting it for too long. We have about half normal signal strength on the CSM now as it gradually disappears over the hill. Looks like it's going to hang in there for a while as it gradually flies through the beam width of our antenna. It's pretty narrow actually, but depending upon the angle that we're looking at it, it can be held on for quite a long time. We're still getting good CSM telemetry data, even though the voice is getting pretty crooked. He's put it back on actually, because you can hear the noise building up, fluctuating signal levels as it's dropping in and out of the peaks and nulls on the antenna. So we won't bother to report LOS or loss of signal until we get no usable data left.
Ready to get that
one? Added stop, LOS, ATM-1.
Honeysuckle, LOS, ATM.
LOS, ATM-2. LOS, CSM.
Honeysuckle, LOS, all links.
Ops, computers, could I have a quick listen, please?
Roger. Just giving computer computers an entry to display what the variables are in the system at the moment, so we can check that they're going to be written correctly on the edit tape. Roger. Caps are rewired. Okay.
Bang. Got over that one, all
right. Roger. Dom going to take a look at that, isn't he? Or whatever.
Yeah, we're waiting for that, yeah.
Okay. Just setting up for the post-pass activities now. We've had our high-speed data switched off. You can probably hear the click of the push buttons as I push them here, requesting the computer to do various things. We're setting up for clear the command displays at Houston when our carriers go down, and also we've started rewinding the digital tape on the computer, and we're about to change, when that's rewound we'll change into post-pass playback phase on the telemetry side. As I say, this is quite a normal, simple pass at the moment. Get some more activity on the next one. Playback, Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle, playback.
Have a real-time DMS for you.
Copy, Honeysuckle, do it.
Okay, it's online.
Honeysuckle, playback, I say 34707.
That's correct, playback, ready to go.
Copy.
We're outputting on all nets.
Roger.
So we're not outputting.
Okay. We
got a read.
Refreshes at zero.
Historical playback?
Yeah. We had a refresh at zero and a readout, so you can turn it on.
Sure thing, it's coming at you.
Okay. What we had then was one of these minor software hang-ups, which sometimes occur. We'll just get it straightened out, and I'll try and explain it. Right, so just try the phase again, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Playback, honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle playback.
Okay, you've squared that away, I think. Would you like to pass again?
Sure thing. Coming at you.
The same speed, a lot better outputting now. Okay, all this.
Okay.
Good start, honeysuckle.
Roger. Okay, what we do is, during the past, the computer not only logs the telemetry data, but it also logs how good that data was, how many times we had little glitches in it, things like that, due to horizon effects. And also we put in some certain parameters, which we call the DMS, data management summary, which... Right, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm on with Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better to talk on the one that I've got organised just for myself here. Commentary to you, I was doing it to all the station there. What we did was, I was saying, is record a data management summary on the beginning of the magnetic digital tape. This has things like the rev number, the... tape number, a few other things which we type in to the computer, and also the variable data such as how good the data was. This we send as a block of data called the DMS, which I think I said might have heard I was saying to the man at Houston called playback, that we sent him. He got that all right, confirmed the number back to us, and then we started outputting the tape uncompressed at variable speed, and what happened was that Houston didn't get the first message at their computer and requested a retransmission of it, and we probably had some dirt on the tape or something of that kind, and we had a bit of a hang up in the software, so we just reinitialized the phase and gone back again to square it all away. It's all working correctly now. Just getting the paperwork squared away here. Post-pass reports and things. Real time, ATM data on 237.0 megahertz. Throughout pass. It's the only weird thing that happened, really.
Yes, be outside.
Yes, mate. Yes, could I have ASI, please?
Certainly.
Yes, mate. What kind of intercom display is that?
Alright, 1420 AOS.
231420, Raj.
And 142232 AOS.
2232, are you doing your logs in, okay. It's a late time group or something, is it?
Oh, 23, 22, 32, as
well as. Oh, okay. Perfect, thank you.
Vanguard playback.
Playback Vanguard.
Yes, here in the tape. Turn off your line.
Vanguard, it's a tracking ship. This is down there. Down near south of Buenos Aires, just off, well, it's tied up on a dock down there in the Rio del Plata, which must be quite interesting for them.
Vanguard, got it out. Playback on. Cut it up, Vanguard. Right, what would be the impact in extending your Skylab support for about an hour? No problem. Okay, show it cutting into your SRT a little bit for AEC, but you can work around it.
That's affirmative. We only have one more backlog take. It shouldn't take an hour to get in.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Vanguard.
Commander.
Playback, Vanguard.
Vanguard, playback.
Ready to turn on ASAP.
Copy, Vanguard.
ASAP's another weird acronym. That's a auxiliary storage and playback unit, which is an acronym for one of the tape recorders in the ATM, the telescope mount. And he's a dump from that tape recorder, which Vanguard got and has converted into digital tape format, and he's going to play it back now. We'll be doing that next pass. We had 3,000 word blocks on this real-time data digital tape, and we're still playing that back at the moment. We're up to block number 1,785, and we have to go to 2,090, so we're pretty close to finishing this playback. Right, the end of the tape. Is that the end of the tape? Take that counting cycle, end of the tape.
Counting cycle, play that.
Go ahead.
See your end of the tape, and I'll turn off your line.
Okay.
Circle play, man.
Hey, circle.
Looks like it completes everything for this rig. I'll go ahead and put you back in the network conference.
Okay, thank you.
See you next day.
Bye, Dick. So he's just switching us back into the other conference, the real-time conference. Site switcher up on real-time passes, as opposed to site switcher up on playback. We have to share the nets these days. In the old Apollo days, we would have had separate lines for each of those, but with more high-speed data lines and longer activity, and these lines cost a lot of money, we share the line between real-time and playback, switch them one to the other. That's the voice line I'm talking about. Well, the sound of the click, we're back in the real-time conference now. Well, that looks about it for this pass. Apart from reconfiguring the telemetry system and things like that, we more or less squared away. That was a normal standard real-time data-only pass with the crew awake, voice activity. And next time around, we're going to have a couple of dumps. And the time after that, we're going to have TV. So we'll stop the tape recorder for the moment and see how we go next time.